Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know why it seems to mean more around the holidays when you blow it with manners or etiquette or something like that. I think there's holiday parties. People are drinking. You're around your work friends. You're staying out late. There's just a lot of times and a lot of opportunities for you to kind of get it wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And with, you know, getting gifts for people, all the little tasks that don't seem to matter that much, like throughout the year, they seem to be heightened and matter so much more. And I never do them right. Like all the little things that I ask you guys about, like, what should I do here? What should I do there?
Little things like remembering somebody's name.
Oh.
I do that. Like I'll go to a party and there's like a ton of people in a room and there's somebody there and I know them.
Mm-hmm. Just don't know how.
And I don't. So it's like, hi, good to see you.
Know.
You know, that's sort of my coverall for all of that.
It's happening to me more and more, and it's kind of scaring me. Even out in public, even now, like while I'm shopping, I'll run into people, and they know exactly who I am.
Yeah.
They know how they know me. They know details and dates, and I'm just like
I got nothing.
My head's spinning. I'm thinking, you got to get their name. You got
to
get their name in here.
I'm checking my phone to see if I can find them on Facebook with a picture so I can identify them, but now I know them.
So true.
Manners are so important any time of the year, but especially around the holidays, manners are important. Stephen Petro is an acclaimed, award-winning journalist, columnist for, among other publications, the USA Today, and we're going to hear to talk about manners. I don't know. It seems like the stakes are really high with manners and etiquette around this time of the year.
Oh, boy. They sure are high. You know, between office parties where you can derail your entire career if you, if you don't show up, and if you do show up, you drink too much, you know, to sort of the giving and taking of presents. Sometimes we re-gift and we get caught. So, there's all kinds of problems.
Well, so
what's on your list?
Let's start with that. Regifting is a big one, which I don't think I ever heard of regifting before a couple of years ago. Maybe it got the name started to stick before a couple of years ago. There was always a Yankee swap or some other way you could move along a gift that you received that you didn't want. How can it go wrong with regifting?
Well, I think the reason you didn't hear so much about it was because there was so much shame attached to regifting. And there are a couple of things to be said. It's perfectly fine if you don't get caught. That's the most important thing. And so what you really want to do is make sure you're not regifting, let's say, a book where it's been inscribed to you. Or maybe you got a vase that actually has your monogram on it, and then you regift that to somebody else. Then you're just going to get nabbed, and you're going to be seen for where you are, you know, which is not the worst thing in the world, but a regifter.
Right.
So what I like to say is, though, if you've received something and you think that a friend or a relative would actually like it, give it to them. Wrap it up, rewrap it, and make it pretty.
I've done that with a book. I actually had a book where somebody wrote a message to me in the front and I forgot to check it.
Oh.
And it was brand new, untouched, unused, and I thought, I'm never going to read this. Who do I know that will read it? And I totally forgot to check the inside. And I gave it to a family member. And at like a couple months later, they realized that they were like, so when you gave this to me, or when they gave this to you, how much did it really mean to you that you had to give it back to me? It was embarrassing. It was awful.
You know, and people often think I'm perfect. Almost every piece of advice I will give you is based on some goof that I have made. So, I try to learn from my mistakes and make new ones and then share them with everybody else.
Yeah, we've all been there. Stephen, this may sound petty, but I'm the kind of person that when I give a gift to someone, I know I should just give it and be happy that I've given it to them and expect that they're going to like it. But some little tiny part of me keeps track of if I got a gift back from them. I don't know if I'm alone in that or not, but how do you handle that? Can it be awkward if somebody got you a gift and you didn't get them a gift or vice versa?
You're not the only petty person in the world. I think we all keep tabs on that sort of thing. And, you know, what's really challenging for many people is you're suddenly given a gift and you don't have one to reciprocate. So what do you do in that situation? Well, there are two approaches. One is to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize we were exchanging gifts.
Put it out
and,
there.
You know, that especially really works, you know, in the office environment or with lesser friends. It sure doesn't work with family members. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I try to do, I have, like, small boxes of chocolates that I've pre-wrapped and a couple of bottles of wine. So if someone gives me something, I'll just reach into my little stash and give them one of those and say, happy holidays to you, too.
That's pretty good.
That's what I try to do, yeah.
So an ounce of prevention can go a long way here. But you're not being petty.
Oh, good. I'm not alone on that one.
Not based on that, you're not being.
Well, Stephen Petro, the expert in civility and manners, you've heard and read his work absolutely everywhere these days with USA Today. It's a pleasure to talk to you, especially this time of year. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And count on me next time I see you in person saying, great to see you.
Mm-hmm. And count on me saying, great to see you, David, and great to see you, Kendra.
All right, I love it. The names, he's got it. I love it.
Good stuff. Stephen, great to talk to you. Merry Christmas. He's good. He's very good.
Very good.
A couple of good tips. Having the gifts, the ready to go, the prepackaged gifts ready to go, that's a good tip.
I love this. Yeah, the little stash. I'm going to start trying to build that up.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.